Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
What are you asking exactly? I'm so confused by your question.
I mean, what kind of question is that?
On 95.7 The Game.
Hang on, let me read this. Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line. Y'all full of crap. Uh-huh.
That's a text of the day nominee.
Severely biased toward making Kerr and the Warriors out to be the good guys in this situation. You say you don't know this or that, but if you knew, it wouldn't just be your opinion. You thinking doesn't make it fact. Yeah. So I know a lot of you hear these conversations this way. Here's what's actually real. I don't know who the hell said anything was a fact. That's what we deal in for a living, our opinion. We're giving it, and there is no bias here, because when you say we're out to make someone the good guy, I don't believe there's a bad guy in this situation. And I don't care if you're translating our words that way. Jonathan Kuminga is not a bad guy. I've said 5,000 times on this show, very impressed at how he has emotionally handled what has clearly been a tough situation. He has never made, quite frankly, a Brandon Ayuk-type fuss, even through frustration of the playoffs last year, which his agent today admitted was a real slap. He took that as a real ego slap, and I get that. But he didn't speak. He didn't make a fuss. He didn't freak out. I think Jonathan has handled himself wonderfully. The bottom line is that we are here to translate everything that's happening and give you our take on it. And that's all I'm doing. So he's not a bad guy.
No.
At all. And his agent is not a bad guy. I think that there are people who have misread a situation. They have misread a market. And he is only guilty of cart before horse. Maybe he will be the guy he thinks he is. But he's not yet. He's not. And I don't need to tell you it's a fact. Go to the Basketball Reference page and see it for yourself. And there are also little bits and pieces of this, ancillary things that affect it, such as you got drafted into a dynasty and a person named Steph Curry's on the team. That's no one's fault.
And you started to enter restricted free agency at the time where the league dropped the second apron on people. They changed
their rules
on how you go about going over the salary cap. And, you know, the thing that strikes me is just the notion of where he sees himself relative to his peers and the league. And, you know, he probably would have been able to get a 3-year and $75 million deal done last year. I would guess that if they all got together back then, they probably could have made it happen. And his agent was saying, you know, Jalen Johnson and Jalen Green, and they're both making over 30, and you know, Jalen Green is a better player. Jalen Johnson has scored more and he's had more opportunities. he averaged a double-double last year, 19 and 10. And so if you're Kuminga, you look around at your fellow draft class guys, and they're all getting gigantic bags, and you want what they have. And that, to me, is it's human nature, and I totally get it. But here we are now getting ready for camp, and I know a week from Monday is media day.
Yeah.
And can you imagine, like, if he's not yet signed, there's going to be a lot of questions. And if he is signed, the questions, and unfortunately this is going to be a big part of not only media day, but the entire season. Think about getting to the trade deadline. If he signs the 3 and the 75.
This is the part I don't like. Go ahead.
But it's a fact.
Yeah.
So he signs for 3 and 75 million, and it's a team option, and you know they have to just do it. You have to just get 75 million. Yep. And you know, as we get into January, it's going to be trade deadline in 2 weeks. Where is Kuminga going to go? Kuminga on the move. And there'll be a game in November where Kuminga only plays 15 minutes. And it'll be, hey, how come Kuminga only got 15 minutes?
No, and I don't like this part. And I know you and I have not necessarily seen eye to eye with regard to how that would look. And I know the Warriors are probably with you. They probably think, oh, we got enough veteran leadership in this locker room. And we're not going to let it affect us. Okay. Yeah, like, we'll see. I have my doubts.
I think it depends on how this gets resolved.
Maybe, but even still, I don't see an avenue for it to be hunky-dory. And then I don't see an avenue for it to not annoy the hell out of the Warriors by about a week in. When everybody is box score diving every night, every single night. How many minutes did he get? What was his efficiency? What about Pods? That jerk got to play.
What about Pods?
And Pods had 3 turnovers, and they let him play. Kerr must have a thing for Pods. We're going to do it every single night. I can tell you, I don't even have the energy for that, and I'm not on the Warriors. Like, that's what they're going to have to deal with. And we're dudes. So, of course, everybody thinks it's going to be fine. Of course everyone thinks it's going to be fine. You ever, like, have a really, really bad injury? What's the first thing every dude you've ever known says? I'm fine. No, Bob, your ankle is turned the wrong way. You have to go to the hospital. I'm fine. Bob, get in the car. It's not going to be fine, in my opinion. I want to be wrong. But this is way, way more difficult to navigate than I think people are giving it credit for, if it even gets to a resolution.
I do think it gets to a resolution, and I also think that it can work. And it can work because if he gets the contract, a 3-year and $75 million, even if he has to, you know, capitulate and give in on the player option, you get over that, and you get out there and you play basketball. And he's not going to be able to play as much as he would like a lot of the time. And I do think that the culture of Steph Curry and, you know, the rest of the players in that locker room, they're not going to count each other's pockets, and they're not going to be doing all that. And you said a great thing about Kuminga, and you and I both have said it over and over and over. He has never, like, pouted or let his dauber down, or, you know, Scottie Pippen famously didn't go into a game in the playoffs because the play wasn't called for him. Like, Kuminga has never even intimated anything like that.
Did you know he deleted his social media sometime either yesterday or Wednesday?
Pippen?
No, Kuminga.
I thought it was Kuminga.
Yeah.
All of them?
Instagram and Twitter. Deleted them.
Blue sky?
Gone. And I actually took
Snap
that
face?
As, I'm like, you know what, dude? Good for you. Good for you. And I don't take that as hiding or anything bad. Like, I have no idea, but my guess would be he didn't want all that. Like, you go on there and you're just reading just junk after junk after junk, and people are coming at you and all this stuff. And he damn well knew that his agent was about to go on a huge media tour, and he probably just did not want to hear what people would say. And that's probably a healthy thing. So good for him. But the idea that the locker room is just, well, we got veteran leadership, so everything's going to be great. Well, Aaron Turner was asked about the locker room if he takes the qualifying offer. And then, Vince, stay right where you are. We'll come to you right after we play this. But here's Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent. How's the locker room going to handle it if Kuminga takes the QO?
I mean, I don't think that's good for any team building. I mean, just think about it. I mean, you got a guy in an expiring contract who hasn't been paid life-changing money yet. You know, he's not going to be happy about it. He's going to feel away. You know, will he come in ready to play? For sure. Like, he wants to hoop, right? So, like, he's not going to not come in with, like, I want to play. But, again, like, you know, I have people that work for me. I think about their psychology when we're trying to achieve an overall goal. I don't want somebody's subconscious not being locked in on the overall goal of the group. And that's why if you look at it, you listen to a lot of GMs, presidents of teams, a lot of times they'll talk about if we're trying to win, can't have guys on expirings, especially guys that are, you know, trying to prove something or get paid. So I think, you know, naturally, where's JK's mind going to be, you know, even if he comes in, it's I got to get to the summer of 26, right? And as his agent, I got to protect him to a degree to make sure we get to the age of summer of 26 healthy. I have zero worries about the basketball. If people are trying to scare us about the basketball, comparing him to XYZ, I am not worried about that at all.
Okay. So, and this, to me, that speaks to exactly what I've been saying for the last 2 weeks, which is that Jonathan and the Warriors would have competing interests. Jonathan's interest would be stay healthy, be ready for free agency, while the Warriors' interest would be winning. And Jonathan wouldn't not play, but it wouldn't be goal one. And quite frankly, I understand that. Well, I mean, that's a lot of money you'd be putting on the line.
It is, but at the same time, you do, if you're Kuminga and you are on the qualifying offer, you're basically out there trying out for the other 29 teams. You're going to leave, and so you have to play well, you have to play hard, and I know he hasn't always done that. He hasn't always played hard, and that's been one of the knocks. But, yeah, you can't think about injury, and the agent also talked about him maybe having an insurance policy if they went that route. But Kuminga can't afford to just go out there and not play great because then his value goes down.
Two things. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and the Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Mug Studio. Speaking of Laughing Mug, Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Mug Brewing in Sunnyvale. Pre-game show for the Niners game starts at 10 a.m. Low Neil, Evan Giddings. We're going to have games in the parking lot, the great food and drink that Laughing Mug always offers, and it's a great place to watch the early games. And if you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium, join for the pregame party, and then take the shuttle back and forth for just $25. You can sign up and get a spot on the shuttle right now. Go to 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show link, and it will be there. Laughing Monk Brewing is at 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium, and that's where our entire crew is going to be. All right, let's go to, we'll get you what Shanahan said about Brock Purdy and Mac Jones in just a moment. JT O'Sullivan joins us in 15 minutes. Let's go to Vince in the city. Hi, Vince. Thanks for the call.
Hey, what's up, guys? You know, JK's been lingering all summer and into now. And I remember I called the show a couple of months ago and I brought up, you know, if JK doesn't want to be here, why not try to work some kind of sign and trade for Josh Giddey? Now, you responded, Willard, you didn't want to talk about Josh Giddey at the moment. I think just because maybe they might not have been the same position or something like that. And now I was like, well, all right, whatever, that's fine, that's fair. But now I'm seeing more rumors recently that there's, you know, some kind of trade going on or talks going on between the Bulls and the Warriors. And I'm thinking, why not try to make that trade? I mean, JK is a small forward. Josh Giddey is 6'8". He plays point guard, shooting guard, small forward. He can do what Brandon Pajemski can do. He's on a 4-year, $100 million. JK wants 3-year, $75 million. If you throw pods in there, you know, maybe some numbers can be fudged around and, you know, make it work. I don't know.
Yeah, the trade machine is saying
Vince, they're not allowed to.
They can't trade him until June
exactly.
of 2026.
Yeah, so, like, I don't remember our original conversation. I'm with you in spirit in that, like, if there were a way out of this at this point that led to something like that, I'd be open to it. But Josh Giddey agreed to something with the Bulls just last week, 4 years, $100 million, and you cannot trade somebody that quickly after signing them unless it was already an agreed-upon sign-and-trade deal. So they just signed Josh to a regular contract, and so he is now with the Bulls until sometime next year at least.
It's because of
thanks, Vince.
It has to be 1 year after the initial trade, which was in June of 2026.
Right.
So he got traded then, and he signs, and so you can't trade him again when you give a guy an extension like that until a year after the original trade.
I don't know how you feel, but the sign-and-trade stuff, which, you know, Aaron Turner referenced a couple times today. Maybe that's still on the table, but I doubt it. Doesn't it? It feels, as I put earlier, dormant. Teams are getting ready to open camp.
Right.
Teams are getting ready to meet the media. Teams are getting ready for the season. I don't know. It feels like that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
It feels to me like the Warriors realize Kuminga's got four options, and my friend, you're just going to have to pick one, and we'll either see you at Media Day or we won't. It feels to me like that's their stance right now.
And if you were going to do a sign and trade, then let's take Sacramento as the example, and I think that it was a protected first, and the Warriors wanted an unprotected first as a part of the trade, and even at that, they would have had to send out another piece, either Buddy or Moses, and so the idea of doing that now, the Warriors have nine players on their team. And I was thinking about this listening to Steiny and Goo earlier. If they go into camp like this, you can't even scrimmage.
No.
Steve Kerr is going to have to lace them up to play 5-on-5.
We know who's on the team. We know who's on the team.
But my point is that, you know, right now you've got nine guys. So,
right.
And Sacramento and all these other teams, you're a week or so away from getting into camp. So you're not going to be tinkering and making these moves at this late date. That's dead.
That's why I said what I said, that this reeks of desperation, that this is a desperate move, that this represents Jonathan's side blinking because they realize that the deadline is 12 days away and they have not gotten what they wanted. And I think their sense is that they're not going to get what they want. But yeah, they've got to do something because that only gets pushed off of October 1st if both sides agree to push the deadline. And I bet the Warriors won't, because they've got a camp to open and players to officially sign. And if that means, Jonathan, like, you're going to do the qualifying offer, then do it. Then do it. But he doesn't want to do that. I don't think he will do that. It would be a terrible move to make. All right. We can circle back to this later. There is this tiny little matter of the 49er quarterback probably not playing again in this weekend's division home opener against the Arizona Cardinals. Shanahan with the updated injury list.
Injury report for the week. Jordan Watkins will be out. Spencer Burford out. Connor Colby questionable. Juwan Jennings questionable. Brock Purdy questionable.
Okay, there's a couple like other really important things tucked into there, but I know we're focused on Brock and Mac for the moment, so we'll get back to that. Here's his answer on the progress Brock Purdy's been making.
A lot of progress. I thought he had a good week. You know, hopefully we can get him up for the game.
Okay, a lot of progress. Hopefully you can get him up, right? So, I don't know, Kyle, is he going to start?
See how he does tomorrow, just talking to him. You know, I think it's highly unlikely that he'll start, but just trying to see where he's at to see if he could be a two or an emergency three.
Okay, so highly unlikely that he'll start.
Right, and all of this, as I'm reading deeper into the comments, and I'm sure you don't have every single comment, but this will be decided by 1 o'clock tomorrow based on where they are with the roster, because to make him the emergency, Brock, then they have to have Martinez on the roster. He can't be a flex. So there would have to be a roster move made in order to activate Martinez and then designate Purdy as the three. And this is complicated by additional injuries that have popped up today, especially with the offensive line.
Yeah, no doubt. And so we'll get to those in a sec. I don't think you say out loud it's highly unlikely that he'll start if it's on the table that he'll start. And I don't know why you would have him, I don't know why you'd have him as the number two. If he's not ready to start, he's not ready to play, you have him as the three because that's an emergency situation where you're trying to win a football game. But to me, the two doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Here's his answer to the question you and I were batting around the other day, which I don't know, right? You were like, how do we definitively get to this? But if Brock plays, can the current injury become a worse injury, or is it just pain management?
That's what we want to make sure not of. Yeah, I mean, if it's certain parts haven't got there fully, then you can. So that's what we're trying to base off of, which probably won't know for sure till Sunday on that. But that's why I think it's highly unlikely he'd be out there as a starter.
Okay, so they do not feel like they've got anything definitive there yet. And if they don't have anything definitive, I'm with him. Then Mac Jones, round two, here we go.
And Mac Jones for sure round two if he's unable to go. And then it becomes an interesting question of, you know, do you have him as your emergency third? And if you have Martinez come up, if you have to take a roster spot for him because he's QB2, who comes off the roster? And you already have situations where, you know, as he said in his comments also today, they've got like six different things that they have to do with this roster because of all the injuries that have popped up the last 2 days.
The Watkins one was really a bummer. And I know some of you are like, who's Watkins? But Jordan Watkins, the rookie wide receiver, had the high ankle sprain. He was supposed to potentially debut as early as week two. He did not. And it turns out now he's got a calf, and they're saying it's probably going to be another month. And then let's be real. DeMarcus Robinson is back next week. Kendrick Bourne is on the team. Hell, a month from now, Brandon Ayuk might be ready to play. And so it feels to me like we're flirting with a lost season for a draft pick they were very, very excited about during camp in Jordan Watkins.
Yeah, and like you've said before, you have only so many players that you can designate to return from IR, and I'm just looking at it, AI, talking about IR.
Oh, I think that's a lot of letters.
8 players that you can designate, up to 8, during the regular season to return from IR. So yeah. If this becomes an IR thing, and he was asked that today, and he said it could be, I think it's injuries like that. You know, anytime you have a calf and stuff, it's definitely long enough. And if you did that, that would be 6 already. If Watkins is put on this list, IR designated to return, that would be 6, Mark. And we are in week 3.
Yes.
So for me, if he's an IR candidate, he probably is going to be like IR for the year.
Well, I mean, he's a rookie receiver in Kyle Shanahan's system, which means you're already at a deficit in terms of how much you can contribute, and then you miss the first half of the season, and then you get to a spot where other veteran receivers are healthy. The year's off to a good start, so I think it's likely that you are going to be chasing a playoff spot. Like, oof, yeah, I don't. And the Connor Colby thing, he comes into the game last week, plays a perfect game, subbing in for Ben Bartsch, and now he comes up as questionable. Burford is out. The Niner offensive line, in front of not as mobile Mac Jones, is going to be starting like at least one player who's a third stringer.
Yeah, and it's
not great, Dan.
No, he was asked that, and he said it's either going to be, if Colby can't go, it'll either be Drew Moss. Get to know Drew Moss, number 65 in your program, number 8 on your depth chart, or Nick Zakel.
Oh,
remember old Nick Zakel?
I do.
He's on the practice squad, so again, if Colby can't go and you're going to have to bring up your quarterback from the squad and you're going to bring up Zakel from the squad, a couple of guys off the roster are going to have to go to the squad or maybe be cut. So this thing is it's an absolute puzzle here, and it's week 3.
I can't wait for Fade to Dibber pick. Like, some of this stuff is suggesting that maybe there's some value on the Cardinals.
Yeah, there might be.
On Sunday.
The pick is in. The pick has been in. Oh, the pick remains in.
Okay, but I do wonder with these announcements, Grandy, did the line move? I got it. Like, it's a lot of junk that Kyle just threw out there. The line had gotten all the way to 2.5 in favor of the 49ers. And where I'm looking at it, it has now arrived at, still 2.5.
Yeah.
Still 2.5 where you're looking?
I'm looking at ESPN, and it's 2.5 there.
Holding firm at 2.5. All right. Some might be wondering, what's the distinction? QB2, QB3, Kyle?
Things that he would be limited in. So I think there's certain things that he could do, maybe certain things he couldn't. So we're trying to decide if he could do that. And when you won't know that till Sunday, you don't get to practice in any other area. Don't want to force it on Sunday, but don't mind finding out if you have to.
He added this about the way Brock is viewing the whole situation.
Brock pushes himself to go as hard as anyone I've been around, but he's very level-headed in terms of being realistic, and he doesn't just talk with his heart. You know, he works with his heart, but he talks with his mind and lets us really know what the chances are of it, and if he can't do it, I'll let you know.
All right, and then you know my favorite thing, and I apologize for doing this because it's an inside joke, but I'll explain it to people really quick. I went to Jamaica on my honeymoon with the lovely Christy earlier this summer, and there was a drink by the pool that was whatever, just it was inherent to
there's
this.
There's rum in there, I'm sure.
Yeah, there was rum. There's a drink that was at, you know how restaurants have like their own signature cocktail?
Yep.
And at the all-inclusive we were at,
let's drink.
There you go. They had a drink that I took to, and then I kept ordering it from the same server, and she had a very big personality, and every time I ordered it, she would yell it out twice before she would go make it and serve it to me, and we ended up having we had a little thing that we had there. I order it, you yell it, I drink it. We'll do this again in about a half hour. And the drink was called Big Mac. So every time, I love that Mac Jones is playing now because it just goes through my head every time. Big Mac, Big Mac.
It's great. I mean, to be a legit backup quarterback in this league, a number two quarterback, I believe you got to be able to play like a one. And Mac has definitely done that at a high level when he is a one, when he has been a one. And he showed that on Sunday. He's shown our guys that since he's been here. So I think it didn't surprise the guys. But Mac's a real good player and feel fortunate to have him.
All right. So here we go. Mac Jones, round two.
Yep. And interesting about Purdy maybe being the two because, you know, if there's things he can do and other things he can't do. So it's third and seven and he can throw. So we're going to pop him in there to throw on third and seven.
Not going
to
do that.
It just, that's the way the answer sounded.
Third and three, he can do.
Right.
Third and seven, nope. All right. We're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. I'd like to talk to someone who played quarterback for the 49ers.
Hmm.
You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. JT O'Sullivan joins us next. He's also the author of the YouTube channel, The QB School. So maybe we talk to him not just about Brock, but Mac and Burrow and Mahomes and Kyler Murray and et cetera, et cetera. That's next on Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, continuing here. Football Friday. Don't get it twisted. That's what we're doing every single week this time of year, obviously. And we'd be excited to have this conversation. Joining us on the River Islands guest line, JT O'Sullivan, not only a former Niners quarterback, but how's the QB school going, man? I you know that I love the videos. How's it all going?
I mean, there's never been a better time to be a content creator, y'all. Everybody's an all-22 expert. I love it out there.
Totally.
Is there competition amongst you all? Like, do you see some of these other creators and you're like, man, they don't know what they're talking about. Come on.
You know, I honestly don't think there is. I don't know how the other guys do it, but I do a pretty decent job of making sure that the first opinion I give is my opinion. So it's kind of nice to stay out of those waters, but it's one of those things where so many people are doing it. I just appreciate that it feels like it's elevated the discourse around ball, and I enjoy that part of it.
That's a good answer. I agree with you completely, and so let's get your opinion first on this. And in fact, I saw Steve Young say it recently. He said that whoever you are as a quarterback, you're probably at your best if you're playing for Kyle Shanahan, at least in today's NFL. Do you agree with that statement, and why?
I don't know if I agree with that statement. I would say that Kyle Shanahan does an outstanding job of getting his quarterbacks
to do what he wants them to do, and that's often at a very high level and a very good output for the team. You know, I'm not sure if all quarterbacks across the league would necessarily thrive with their style in that system. I think Kyle's certainly a good enough play caller and offensive architect to make sure that they have high level of success. But to say that, you know, a lot of guys want to go in there and do necessarily the pure progression, do it exactly how he wants it done every single play is probably tough on some guys. So it's one of those things where, you know, if you're just dropping into a bucket, any quarterback, and you got a chance to say this guy or anybody else, yeah, Kyle is absolutely, you know, near the top of the list to go in there and have some success.
And when you look at the tape, especially from last week, Mac Jones, is he a guy that fits the bill of what Kyle's looking for? How much is he similar in that way to Brock Purdy?
I mean, wasn't this the story a couple years ago, too? I mean, this is pretty wild that it's come full circle to now Mac is the guy who's playing. I want to say this about this, because I think this does a few things. It shows that Mac Jones is certainly more than capable of being an NFL quarterback and going out there and running a good offense at a high level. I think it also highlights what Brock does really well, and maybe was a blind spot for Kyle and company as far as the ability to create and extend and do the things that Brock does really well and that can kind of makes this offense better. Not that it's not already good without him, but he does some things really well. He throws those intermediate touch throws as well as anybody in the league. And so you see Mac Jones go out there and be certainly competent at some of them, but not as consistent as Brock is. And so you layer those things together and kind of the quickness, the agility that Brock has in the pocket. And it's a pretty cool skill set for Brock Purdy and the Niners to have for a long time. Even, you know, you hopefully want him to be healthy, but it's one of those things where he brings a unique skill set to it. And, you know, to your point earlier, just about any quarterback feels like they can go in there and have some success when you do what Kyle wants you to do.
JT O'Sullivan with us. Here's one thing I want to sort of wrap with you about, though, on this one. How much do we take from one football game? In other words, now I'm hearing a whole lot of, well, Matt can do this and Matt can do that under Kyle Shanahan. Maybe. He certainly did one time. Do you take that to mean that's how it will look? Or can we just say, hey, that's one game, let's see it again?
I think you try to do a good job of understanding it's a small sample size. You know, I think that, you know, you don't have to go back very far, though, to Mac Jones's rookie year to realize he can do this. You know, I don't think it has to be one or the other. I think, you know, we'll see how the Saints season progresses, but they're not necessarily trending to be one of the best teams in the league. So if he gets an opportunity to keep playing and play against better defenses, you know, it'll be one of those things where it'll sort itself out. But I think you can celebrate Mac Jones coming into a new situation, playing well, getting the win on the road, you know, getting to 2-0 and realizing like, all right, you know, let's pump the brakes on, you know, anointing maybe a quarterback competition or something silly like that and just say, this is great to have a backup that seems really competent and let's see how he does the rest of the way.
And how much can you really learn and benefit, even if it's only one start? And I'm thinking about Sam Darnold when he was here, then he went on and had a great year in Minnesota. Was he able to really improve that much with mental reps and just practice time?
I think it's probably all of the above. You know, so much of playing quarterback, context matters, organization matters, system matters, who you're surrounded with matters. But also, you know, if you ask Sam and he was being honest, he probably would say he learned a lot from being in that system and seeing how Kyle and company operates and teach concepts and play and practice and all those things. And then he got an opportunity in another situation with another great play caller and another great, you know, cast of Avengers to go out there and play offense at a really high level. So it's one of those things where I think, you know, it's so much of it is situationally important, but man, you know, I it doesn't take away from the fact that this league is so reactionary. You have so much time in between games. It's early in the year. You know, it's a small sample size for everybody across the league. And so you're trying to make all these kind of, you know, overlapping, huge, grasping kind of takeaways. And in reality, you just have to say, hey, that was a nice game, nice win on the road. Now let's on to the next.
JT, I have to get a sense, and this was based on a text exchange you and I had a number of weeks ago. It felt to me like you were a little skeptical that the Niners were going to do well, at least if this injury to Brock was a lengthy period, if it dragged on 3, 4, 5 weeks. Is that fair? Is that how you felt when the injury first got announced?
I mean, I would say it's still how I feel. You know, I think you would be – I think I would feel Like, if this is a sustained thing and they don't have Brock Purdy moving forward for the season or for a long stretch, it's going to be hard for them to be their best version of themselves. You add in, you know, the injury to Kittle, them not being already full strength on the perimeter, you know, all those types of things. I think it's going to be a lot harder to win than you have a guy who's a, you know, I don't know how much he's making now, but $50+ million a year quarterback to go out there and run your system that he knows how to run at a high level for many years. You're going to have a drop off. And so it's one of those things you hope, you know, you can survive this, whatever time stretch it is without him. And then when he comes back, you want him to be healthy. You want him to be the best version of himself. You don't want him to be 75% of himself, because so much of what Brock does is with his feet, with his capacity to extend and his quickness and those types of things that, you know, it's one of those things where you know, you're hopeful that they can keep it going, but I don't think anybody would think, yeah, we're just going to operate at the same hum with our backup quarterback in there and all sorts of injuries on the perimeter.
And also having so many new players coming in, and you mentioned George Kittle out, and you had a couple of tight ends get their first touchdowns of the year. As a quarterback, how much of an adjustment is it to throw to different people?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge factor. You know, that's why you see the continuity as such an important aspect across the league, whether it's coaches, players, relationships, the timing, the offseason. All those things are banked reps that come into play when it matters most. And so, you know, I don't think anybody's going to say September football matters most, but the wins at the start of the year count the same as the wins at the end of the year. So it's important to start stacking those things up and doing whatever it takes. You know, that kind of next men up mentality, that's part of being part of a successful team and organization. But at the same standpoint, you know, we're trying to win the Super Bowl. And so those types of things with that projection, that kind of championship, kind of long-term view, you know, it's one of those things where we need everybody healthy to do that.
JT O'Sullivan with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. JT, I look at the dreaded questionable tag, and I wonder, this situation, like many others, everybody wants to balance – hey, we want our best out there, but we want to make sure our best stays out there long term. Can you relate to this? What do you
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
To see when the Niners have a decision like this in front of them.
Yeah, it's, you know, I would always, it's easy for me or for us not in the building to default to the long-term best interests of the organization, the team, and the player. I think it's a hell of a lot harder when you're that player or you're that team and you got a chance where you feel like, yeah, I could go out there and help my team win and not necessarily balance the long-term benefit of, and it'd be a lot better if I just got another, you know, what, 10 days of rest. So it's one of those things where you do have to have the capacity to have that kind of zoom out and have a wider lens view. But if you're the player, you know, it's tough. You know, everybody kind of tolerates pain at a different level. Everybody kind of can adapt their game depending on the injury to a different level. I can tell you that I've played with what I would classify as kind of tough high ankle sprains, and it's tough. You just feel like you're wearing a boot out there. You can't be yourself. And it's one of those things where as a competitor, you want to be out there. But at the same time, you know, looking back, you're like, man, I definitely wasn't playing necessarily at my best, but also, you know, shoot, I'm not going to, you know, come off the field either. So it's a fine line where sometimes I feel like the player, you know, doesn't necessarily give you the best feedback as far as are they ready to go or not. That's why you got to trust your coaches, trust the team, the medical team, and hopefully have the best long-term perspective that you possibly can.
Yeah, because if he does play, he'll be wearing some sort of a brace in his toe or a plate or orthotics or something there that would affect him. When you start dealing with the feet, obviously mobility is a big issue, but what other challenges do you have as a quarterback when you're dealing with something with your foot?
Well, it's tough because a lot of people associate playing quarterback, you know, with your arm and with your head and the processing. But so much of playing quarterback is from the ground up, from the feet up. You hear guys talk about it a little bit more now as far as it being able to generate your force or your torque from the ability to drive into the ground. And so it can really be a huge factor. Again, it's one of those things, you know, I think of guys who would be like prototypical guys like Steve McNair, who basically played every game of his NFL career seemingly with some sort of significant injury where it didn't necessarily impact him as much. But the game has changed. The space has changed. The ability to extend for so many of these guys is such a huge factor in what they do play in the position that, you know, it's hard to say till you're out there and you're able to kind of see like, oh, I can tolerate this or I can't tolerate this. And hopefully during the week they can find out and get a realistic snapshot of what he can do.
JT, beyond the obvious, I know he's quick and really hard to bring down, but what's your take on Kyler Murray and the level he's playing at?
I mean, he's been seemingly been an enigma for the league for a long time. I feel like Arizona doesn't really get the national exposure that a lot of these other organizations do, but what they're doing as an organization, as a team, I think it's pretty cool across the board. You know, they do some things where they move him and he creates, and that tight end that they have there provides a lot of problems for a lot of teams. And if they can, you know, it's easy to say, hey, let's just keep him in the pocket and make him be a pocket passer. Well, you go out there and try to tackle Kyler Murray in space. You know, it's just one of those things where it almost feels like Sonic the Hedgehog running away from you. And you just try to, you know, stay in his way and hopefully, you know, make him beat you from the pocket. And, you know, hopefully over the course of the game, you know, you can – it's always funny to me when you hear people say, oh, we'll just spy him. Well, yeah, do you have a spy who can catch Kyler Murray in open space? Like, it's pretty hard to do. And so you got to have a plan. You got to have some significant discipline at the first level of the defense with your rush lanes. And then you got to make life tough on him and mix up the looks and make it difficult for him.
And also you have to contend with the zone read, the read option game that they seemingly run still consistently pretty well as a defense. When you see that and the quarterback's doing that, how big of a challenge is it, especially with Kyler Murray?
I mean, it's a huge challenge in the league. I think the league is getting better at the quote-unquote zone read defense, but I don't know if you guys watched the game last night, there were a number of instances where the Dolphins had the perfect call versus zone read. They had two defenders, one for the back, one for the quarterback, and Josh just flips it out to the pitch man and gets a huge chunk, gets a touchdown. And so it just spreads the defense horizontally and puts so much stress on a defense that as long as the quarterback's making the right decisions, there really is no answer. The answer is you have to play zero, and no one wants to play zero consistently in the league.
Okay, you referenced last night. It's a perfect time to do this. I was looking forward to asking you this because it's a conversation Dibs and I were having earlier in the week. Let's pretend you're an NFL GM. All the rosters are totally empty, and right now we're focusing on QBs, obviously, because that's who you are, and that's who would go first anyway. You've got the number one pick in the draft. You can have any QB. Talk to me. Who do you got?
I mean, I think it has to be Josh Allen, if we're being totally honest. You know, I think it'd be hard not to pick Patrick Mahomes, but, you know, I don't think you could go wrong with Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. You know, I think that they're those four guys kind of stand alone right now for me as far as the tip of the spear, just as far as age as well. You know, there are guys who have done it really at a high level for a long time that are maybe a little longer in the tooth. But, I mean, the position is at such a special spot at the very top of those lists that all those guys are just world class. But it's fun to watch Josh just because I feel like he's a unique story because of what he did early in his career and the improvement he made. Really kind of put the league kind of twisted, spun it on his head and said, oh my God, these guys can get better at throwing the ball. You know, is that an anomaly or is that just Josh Allen? And it's starting to look like that's just Josh Allen.
So JT, what if we put you on the clock though with the second pick?
Yeah,
all right, Josh is off the board. I get it. They're all good. But like, who's number two?
This is big now, JT, because we got into it and it got ugly yesterday on the air.
All right, I'll give you my two and then you guys have to give me your two.
Yeah,
okay.
I would say it would be hard for me not to pick Lamar Jackson. I think he brings a unique skill set, and I like unique skill sets at the top of those things as differentiators. I think you could absolutely make the argument that the way Justin Herbert is playing right now, he is as good or better than anybody else in the league. You know, I don't know who else you would go with right there. Who was your guy sliding
because I was saying Mahomes yesterday, and my partner here, Mark Willard, was saying Lamar. We both took Josh, so it's unanimous. But you got Mahomes sliding, huh?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where those other guys seemingly have elevated their play to maybe where that Chiefs offense has, for whatever reason, struggled. You know, and I'm falling into my own bias about, you know, the recency bias. But the reality is Mahomes has always played at such an elite level when it matters most that it'd be hard to go against him. But I just feel like Justin Herbert is off to such a strong start this year. I mean, he looks like a unicorn. I mean, the guy's, you know, been close to that range for a long time. But what he can do with the ball, driving the ball down the field, is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, and by the way, a name that did not come up there, and I don't know if it's because he went down last week or what, but no mention of Joe Burrow. Like, what's your thought there, and what's the drop-off from him to Jake Browning, who we have seen before?
I mean, I think Jake Browning has come in and played well in spurts in the past. You know, I think Joe Burrow is one of the elite throwers in the game. But just like a handful of other guys, you know, you'll often hear that the best ability is your availability. And it's one of those things where, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's the protection up there or how they are running their offense or what they ask Joe to do or the hits that he takes, he just hasn't been able to survive that organization. And that organization, you know, this is not a newsflash, but it's been a dumpster fire for a long time. And so, you know, it's a bummer to see Joe not be able to stay healthy. But it's one of those things where that is part of playing quarterback. You know, you have to be available out there, and you look across the guys who have been, you know, the top of the tier for a long time. They're out there, you know, answering the bell every single Sunday.
JT, great stuff, man. That's we love it. That's why we call, and thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
You too, JT O'Sullivan, the QB School on YouTube.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great channel, and everything about that was super fun and fantastic until he betrayed me.
Well, I mean, it's just the facts, Jax.
And he knows more about quarterbacking than you and I combined.
Well, the funny thing is like you're sitting there waiting for him to say, okay, fine, Josh Allen, but you're waiting for him to say Mahomes too.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to say Lamar. He says Lamar. And then you're like, you know, I'm screaming, let's go. And then JT.
Very unprofessional, by the way.
Absolutely. But anyway,
let's go.
And then JT goes, I mean, you can absolutely make the case. And that's where everybody in the back of their mind goes, oh, okay, here's his Mahomes qualifier. Yeah. Because you can absolutely make the case that Justin Herbert should be the second quarterback taken. Hey, can we quick aside over here while Grandy does his unprofessional ducks dance in the other room for a second?
His other duck is actually going to start this weekend, Marcus Mariota. So, ducks everywhere.
Well, three ducks starting games this week.
Not last night. That duck dude sat out for the Dolphins. They only lost by 10, though.
Yeah.
What's his name? Duck Snort? What's his name?
What's that? Storm Duck, and he was hurt.
Storm Duck.
He did not play. That duck did not quack. But anyway, you notice that people on – I remember you and I had Mike Martz on the show like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we're like we sort of gave him a question that was similar to what we just gave. Like, who do you want? And he was like, I'll tell you what, Justin Herbert. And we're like, what? Some of these people on the inside don't just like him. They like – really, 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 really like him. And it's hard for us because we just go by the two things that we know as dorky public people. And that is fantasy football and playoff wins. That's what we know. And Justin does not have much of a resume for either.
He doesn't have a playoff win, I don't think,
he
right?
He's not.
Yeah.
He's been twice.
Yeah.
0-2.
And last year they lost to
Houston,
yeah.
And he threw four interceptions.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, everyone seems to love him.
Dudes
love
him.
He's got all the tools.
Yeah.
He's got the size. He can make all the throws. And, you know, his teams they've done well, except for those January games, which they seem to matter a lot, but stock up.
They might win that division this year, though. I know it's only been two games, but I have long thought the Chiefs would not win the division. You said that they won't even make the playoffs at all.
Right.
And you're off to a good start. So am I, by the way, with both predictions, except for the team that I did think would probably win the division was the Denver Broncos. And obviously they still could. They're 1-1. But I'd argue that both weeks kind of had like wonky finishes for them.
Yeah.
Like a disappointing effort in terms of getting rid of the Titans in week one and then totally gaffed their game in Indy last week. And now they play each other, right? They play each other this weekend, Broncos and Chargers? Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
Ooh.
It's in Los Angeles. Spread is 2.5. Chargers given 2.5, hosting Denver.
Interesting that they're only giving 2.5.
Yeah, that was the opening line, because I do my pool on – it's the Tuesday spreads that we play off of, so.
Well, I can give you the update on that if you so choose.
Sure.
I'm seeing 3 right now.
You're seeing 3? I am not seeing anything. I'm seeing an internet that won't load.
That's unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad. But anyway, that's a hell of a game. I really, really like that game. I'm seeing 3.
Okay. The other one is Rams at Philly. That to me is the marquee morning game, Rams at Philly.
And same thing. Home team gets 3.
Yep. Okay.
Or gives 3, depending on your lingo.
Sure.
Yeah. Home team.
Yep.
Eagles -3.
I got the Rams +3.5 in that one. So I got it early. Got that extra hook.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, if they win the game or lose by only 3, it'll matter.
I mean, it's great that you're taking us through all your picks, but I think there's only actually 2 picks that we really, really super want to know about.
And those both are in.
Oh.
One of them is my most confident pick of the week.
Oh.
It's my 16.
Oh.
It's my 16. The other one is my 9, so.
You're 9.
Medium confidence. Buffalo is my 13, and I lost, so not off to a great start.
Mm. Well, you can't. You can't win every week, Dibs.
No. I mean, it'd be cool if I did.
Yeah. Yeah. You're allowed to.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I think we want to do, because it's been an interesting day. Brock Purdy is very unlikely to start. Let's go ahead and call that what it is. Mac Jones is going to start another game for the 49ers this weekend. But Brock has been listed as questionable, which is the word of the year so far for the Niners. Questionable. But Purdy's out. So Mac Jones is in. How does that make you feel for the division home opener? Jonathan Kuminga's agent, I think, is still on YouTube right now. Like, does anybody else have any questions? Callers? Producers? Salespeople? Anybody have any questions? Aaron Turner spoke for as long as we wanted him to today on Steiny and Goo. We are heading into the 5 o'clock hour. Here's why I think we should do this. First of all, we will fade the Dibbers right away. Coming up next. But after that, I just think let's grab bag this. Let's have some fun and find out where your head is after a week of A, Brock Purdy's out again. B, Jonathan Kuminga's agent goes on the offensive. And C, the Giants get eliminated from contention for the 18th time this year. Clayton Kershaw was the last time we got to deal with him tonight. But also kind of .. who cares? That's where I'm at. But 888-957-9570, we would love to talk to you about any of, like, what's your take of the week? What do you want to get off your chest? It can be Kuminga, it can be Giants, it can be Kershaw, it can be Niners, Purdy, Big Mac, It can be any of these things.
It's a grab bag?
Let's do it. Let's try
Friday
it.
Grab bag?
Let's find out where people's heads are at, because we've said a lot about all these things. We got more to say. We will.
Valk's close, but no cigar.
Right? But if you also, and it, we will play some more of the clips from Aaron Turner, Kuminga's agent, if you missed that conversation earlier today. So all of that's coming up. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.